leader!
Order, order.
A dramatic exit from the chamber as New Zealand First leader Winston Peters led his party out the door in protest at the first of two opposition complaints about ministers' replies to questions. The first came from his deputy Ron Mark after Social Development Minister Anne Tolley rose before question time to correct an answer she'd given last Thursday.
Understanding orders, that minister had plenty of time to come and give this statement prior to the lifting of the House on the Thursday. I'd ask you to reflect, is it appropriate that we then wait all the way through to the Tuesday when the member, the minister herself, could have corrected that error in accordance with the standing orders before the House lifted?
The Speaker said ministers should make corrections at the first opportunity.
I'm not privy to decide or know when the minister decided that answer wasn't correct. It possibly could have been done Thursday afternoon. That's true. But that's not for me to determine. The member came into the House at 2 o'clock today, sought leave to make a personal explanation. Permission was given by the House.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
But first, the Speaker cautioned Mr. Peters.
Again, I want to be fair to the member, because if he's asked to leave, I don't want him complaining that he's been asked to leave the chamber. If it's a fresh point of order, I'm only too happy to hear it. But if it in any way attempts to relitigate where we've got to since the House started at 2 o'clock, I will deal with it severely.
Mr. Peters said the minister had not acted quickly enough.
A ministerial statement or an explanation like that should be done in the time frame in which it should be done. She was on alert to do that. She didn't do it.
Order.
A point of order with which the Speaker dealt severely.
That is exactly relitigating what I've just said. I now ask the member to leave the chamber. I ask the member to leave the chamber.
Then it was Labor's David Parker who complained that Associate Trade Minister Todd McClay was refusing to respond to questions that had already been answered on television by the Minister, Tim Grosser, and the Prime Minister in the weekend.
This Minister's answers last week and this is making a mockery of this Parliament and a fool of you, sir. And I don't say you're foolish, but he's making a fool of Parliament, he can turn up and deny in this House or refuse to answer these questions, but the Minister of Trade on the Nation and then the Prime Minister on Q&A answer them is an affront to this House.
Order, order.
The Speaker said the minimum requirement was for ministers to address questions.
And at the very start of the Minister's answer, he effectively said the negotiations are still underway and therefore he wouldn't be able to confirm that. That is an answer.
And the question and answer aspect of question time was somewhat more straightforward when Labour leader Andrew Little and the Prime Minister John Key went head-to-head on the issue of foreign property investors. Those questions began with this one from Mr. Little.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by his statement that, quotes, I don't want to ban foreigners from buying residential property, end quotes.
The Right Speaker, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I stand by my full statement, which was we do not support a ban on foreign buyers. We think that's neither justified nor likely to be terribly effective. For the most part, countries don't have bans, but where they've had them, we don't think they've worked very well.
But Mr. Little suggested a ban on foreign buyers was what the public wanted.
Why is he refusing to listen to the overwhelming public demand for a ban on overseas investors buying our houses and forcing prices out of reach of first home buyers here?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we have a far more scientific way of doing things on this side of the House than looking at whether a name is Chinese and deciding they're the bad guy. Mr. Speaker, the reason you can't ban a Chinese person is because Labor wrote it into the law.
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
And Mr. Key also fielded this patsy question from his senior party whip, Tim McIndoe.
Has the Prime Minister seen reports in support of the government's approach to international investment and trade?
Yes, I've seen two reports. The first one said, and I quote, I'm a rabid free trader. I believe in free trade. I'm part of a party that's been pro-free trade and has initiated many free trade agreements, including China. The second report offered the opposite view. It said, you may have heard my colleague describe himself as a passionate free trader. Well, I could not describe myself in that way. The first report was from Clayton Cosgrove. The second, a few minutes later, was from Claire Curran, underlying the deep divisions within the Labor Party. And that was the tone of their caucus meeting.
Order. Prime Minister will resume his seat. Order. Both sides need to tone down their level of interjection.
Speaker David Carter, Question time was followed by debate on the New Zealand flag referendums bill, which later passed its second reading by 63 to 58. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.